Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show.
Well, you know, it's so easy. If we're not careful, we can actually get into a self-righteous mindset when it comes to the fears of others. I love that you brought that up and that it's different for each of us. And one could say, well, I'm not afraid to fly, you know, and I can't believe you are, but they would never drive downtown by themselves, you know. And, and we can tend to do that where I don't even relate to your fear. I don't know what your problem is, but it's like, oh my goodness, you might have 10 others. And so, what I love about God is that he loves us so deeply that he'll never roll his eyes or breathe a heavy sigh because of our fears, because he wants us just to have a breakthrough. And I would love it, because you communicated God's heart, I feel like, so well in your book. Give us just a picture of God's heart when it comes to my fears, even if they're different from your fears.
Well, I think that's one of the just things that overwhelms me is the older I get, the more in awe I am of the tenderness of God and the mercy of God and the grace of God, that he doesn't deal with us as our sins deserve, the psalmist says, but he's merciful and he's gracious and he's patient. And he never says, oh, you're so silly, or I've had enough of that, or, you know, if you would just trust me. he leads us into a place where we can depend on him and rely on him and grow in him. And yes, sometimes he challenges us to take steps that we're afraid to take, but he never leaves us on our own. One of my favorite translations, we all know that scripture in Hebrews 13:5, never will I leave you, never will I forsake you. But here's what it sounds like in the Amplified version. I think it kind of gives us a fuller picture. He, God himself, has said, you know, this isn't just my word or somebody else's word. He, God himself, has said, I will not in any way fail you, nor give you up, nor leave you without support. I will not in any degree leave you helpless, nor forsake you, nor let you down, or relax my hold on you. Assuredly not.
I love it. Beautiful. I'm thinking somebody listening today feels like that was a lifeline just for them. It's amazing, his love for us. And we have to remember that, because perfect love casts out fear. And I think fear gets its stronger hold on us when we forget God's love. And to me, that's been one of the antidotes, really. When fear starts to rise up, I really do fixate, focus on God's love. And then I can see clearly again.